I am Coach Corey Sartori, and this is Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs, the podcast. I spent 20 years crushing it in leadership and people development in luxury retail, coaching my teams to become the best version of themselves inside and outside of the business. I thrived in my career, but my personal life was a mess. I didn't take care of myself and used alcohol to numb so I wouldn't have to feel the sadness that was my life. Eventually, I became fed up and knew I needed to do something different. In 2013, I chose to start putting in the work to change my life. In 2016, I started my life coaching business and began to help other women transform their lives and business. I now run a successful coaching business, and I have helped hundreds of women step into their power by giving them tools to create more self-belief and confidence so they can build their business and make more money for a more fulfilling life. Each episode offers ideas and tangible actions to help female entrepreneurs shift their mindset so they can have complete transformation in their personal life and business. Hello, hello. I am Coach Corey Sartori. I empower high-achieving female entrepreneurs to shift their mindset to grow their self-belief, confidence, and business so they can make more money and have a more fulfilling life. Today, I am stoked to chat with you about confidence because confidence is so important in our personal lives and also in our business life. When we are confident, we really shine and we show up powerfully. And so today I want to dive into confidence. What does that look like? What does it mean? And how can you build your confidence if it is lacking? So if you are somebody right now that is struggling with confidence, whether it's in your relationship, maybe it's at school, maybe it's at work, maybe it's in building your own business, this episode is for you. And so I want to share with you today my story of confidence and then give you some actions to help you build your confidence if you need to start working on that. So let's dive into confidence. Confidence is different from ego. And this is something that I wasn't aware of for a really long time, for many, many years. I let my ego run the show. And many people around me perceived my ego as confidence. People would say to me like, oh my gosh, you're so confident. And I didn't really know the difference at that time. Now that I've spent so many years working on myself and growing my confidence, I can definitely tell you that my ego was running the show because I wasn't kind. I used my ego to protect me. So I was snotty. I was rude. I would do anything to put other people down so I could lift myself up, which wasn't right. That doesn't really happen. But in my mind at that time, I didn't know any different. So my ego ran the show and it really held me back from being the person I was meant to be because, again, I wasn't kind. I was rude. I was snotty. I thought I was better than everybody. Like, I was so arrogant. And that was my ego running the show for so many years because I was using it to protect me from getting hurt. I was so worried about what other people thought of me or, what other men thought of me. I just worried about other people's opinion, which now I understand that doesn't matter. All that matters is how I view myself and how I feel about myself. But you don't know what you don't know. And so my ego ran the show for so many years. And when I found self-development, I started to find confidence. And I did that through vision and goal work and achieving goals. And I also chose to take on a yoga teacher training in 2014 that really helped me in growing my confidence. And so, I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to learn and grow and become the person I am today, because now I can tell you I am confident in who I am as a person, as a mom, as a wife, as a life coach, as a yoga teacher, as a daughter. Like, I am confident in the person I am, but I had to put in the work to get there. And so no, if you are struggling with confidence, you can get there too. You just need to be willing to put in the time and energy it takes to build your confidence. So what is confidence? Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. It's a firm trust, a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. So self-confidence is having belief in yourself and your abilities. It's trusting that you are capable of accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish, whether it be in your business or in your life. So how does confidence help us in our life? Confidence helps us to really feel ready for life's experiences. When we are confident, we're more likely to move forward with people and opportunities. So that means in relationships and in life and work, you know, that can be so mean so many things. So we move forward rather than backing away from them when we are confident. And then when things don't work out at first, confidence helps us to try again. It's the opposite when confidence is low. And so in life, there is so many obstacles. And I like to use the words obstacles or challenges rather than problems. I think it's a more positive way to view it, because in life, you know, things happen. And I like to view them as an obstacle, as a challenge, because it's something that might be in my way, but I'm going to move through it or around it to get to where I want to be, or to get to become the person I want to be. And so obstacles happen in our relationships, obstacles happen in our health, obstacles happen in our career. But when we're confident, we continue to move forward rather than letting it stop us. And you know, I think about my business. I was confident that I was going to be a successful life coach from the beginning. And even though after 9 months of starting my business, I went back to working a full-time job, I continued to work on my business part-time. I continued to grow my coaching business part-time because I knew that this was my calling. It's my passion. It's my purpose. It's what I meant to do in this life. And I was confident in that. So even though the fear of failure took over that self-doubt, I was confident in what I was doing. I was confident that I was meant to be a coach because I'd already seen amazing results with people that I had supported within my retail career and friends that I had coached and people that let me coach them when I was first getting my certification. I knew, I was very confident that I was meant to do this. And so I kept moving forward. You know, even though that obstacle of fear of failure got in my way, I kept moving forward. And so confidence will help you move forward in your relationship, in life, in health, no matter what. So how does confidence help us in our business? Confidence is important in our business because it helps you deal better with conflict. It improves your communication skills. It can make you happier at work, and it allows you to take feedback better, which, you know, sometimes feedback is the F word for people and they don't want to take it. But when you're confident in yourself, you are going to be more willing to take feedback, and you'll also be a better manager and leader. And I think that's so important for me as a coach. Whenever I wrap up time with a client, you know, I usually typically work with clients for 6 months. When we get to the end of our sessions, I always ask them for feedback because I'm confident in what I offer. And I know that the feedback they'll give me will either help me grow or it will help me learn something. I don't take it as the F word. I take it as really valuable. And so if you build your confidence, when people give you feedback, it won't sting as much. It won't hurt as much. It'll help you say, okay, well, what can I learn from this? And how can I grow from this? And so confidence is so valuable in our personal life and in our business life. And so if you are struggling right now, I'm going to offer you 4 actions that will help you build your confidence so you can begin to thrive in your life and in your business. So the first thing that I want to share with you today is make a list of all your accomplishments every single week. This is something I started doing when I was really going through that self-doubt and that fear of failure, that overwhelm that you get as a business owner. And what I did is I first wrote out all of the accomplishments I've had in my life. And so I made a list of things that I've accomplished. You know, I'm a great mom. I'm a great wife. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I've created my own business. I'm a successful business owner, and so many more things I wrote down. And so now weekly, every Friday, as I get to the end of the week, I take time to sit down, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and write out the accomplishments for that week. Because I know as a business owner, sometimes you get to the end of the week and maybe you didn't sign a client or maybe you didn't make a sale. And you feel defeated. You feel like you just weren't a winner that week. But then going back and reflecting and saying, actually, I did push myself out of my comfort zone. I did make a great connection with somebody new. Like, that is going to make you realize you are accomplishing things every single day and you need to celebrate that. And so celebrate the amazing things you've already accomplished in your life. I know that some of you have done so many amazing things. And then celebrate yourself every single week because it will help you build your confidence. You'll be able to say, wow, look at all I've done. And that builds confidence. So that's the first thing I want to share with you today. The second thing in building confidence is do one thing a day that scares you. This is so powerful. It's something I offer to my clients because I know how powerful it can be. And in life and in relationships and in business, you have to get uncomfortable to grow. Like in relationships, you have to have uncomfortable conversations to move forward in your relationship. In business, you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone to grow. Maybe that's getting on a sales call. Maybe that's sending an email, but doing things that push you out of your comfort comfort zone and make you uncomfortable will help you grow. I think for me, you know, this year I really chose to start growing on my social media so I could build my business. And doing lives on social media is uncomfortable at first, but once you do it, it just becomes like second nature. And when you make those sales calls, like at first it's uncomfortable, but once you do it over and over, it's not so scary. And so you just have to start. And so I challenge each and every one of you that are listening to start doing one thing a day that scares you, because this will push you out your comfort zone. It'll allow you to grow and it will allow you to build confidence. And that is so powerful. So the third thing that I want to offer you in building your confidence is to stop negative thoughts. And this really is about building self-awareness. So you have to listen, right? We are constantly talking to ourselves. We constantly have our inner dialogue saying something to us. And so you need to really build awareness around those negative thoughts and then stop them when they come into your mind. So this is something I do when I have a negative thought pop into my mind, because I'm such a believer in the law of attraction. I will say stop and I'll say it out loud, and then I will immediately flip it and start saying positive affirmations to turn it around, because I don't want to draw in that negative thought into my life. And so I immediately flip it with a positive affirmation. And so build awareness around your thoughts. And anytime you have a negative thought, self-doubt, fear, worry, stop it and flip it and start using positive affirmations. And the last thing, the fourth thing that I want to share with you today to help you build your confidence is to set and achieve goals. So this was for me huge when I began my self-development journey. In 2013, I started setting goals and I started to achieve them. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And when I started to do that, I started to build confidence. And I remember in my vision and goal work that I had done, I think this is the beginning of 2014, I had said that I wanted to do a yoga teacher training and I was going to do it in 2017. And, you know, as I continued to do my vision and goals, I was like, what am I waiting for? And so I signed up to do the yoga teacher training summer 2014 at Core Power Yoga, because I was like, I want to take this on so I can build my confidence. Because at that time within my retail career, I was doing a lot of trainings. I was doing a lot of presentations. And so I wanted to have confidence in speaking in front of people. And so I did my yoga teacher training. And yes, I absolutely gained confidence in, you know, speaking in front of groups, but I also gained confidence in myself. I gained confidence in my ability to be a yoga teacher. And I will tell you, I am a damn good yoga teacher. I just taught a class on Monday and, you know, somebody left my class saying, she's like, you are so amazing at teaching yoga. You are definitely meant to do this. And it's because I took that yoga teacher training. I built my confidence and then it just keeps building each time I teach a yoga class. And so set and achieve goals. When you set goals and you achieve them, you build confidence. And then that's what you get to add to your accomplishment list every week. So that is really, really powerful. So again, those four actions that I want to offer you to start trying on to help you build your confidence is make a list of all your accomplishments every single week. Do one thing a day that scares you. Stop your negative thoughts when they start, and then set and achieve big goals. So this is your challenge. I hope that you take it on. It is so powerful when you do these actions. I offer this to my clients. All of these things are things I do myself, and it has absolutely helped me to transform my life and my business. I have 5 spots open for my one-on-one coaching program this month, and I would love to share with you how my program can help you transform in your life and your business. So if you are interested in hearing more about my one-on-one program, please send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com with the word program, and I will connect with you. And I have huge news this week. I'm so excited to be announcing that I have launched my mastermind. So I've created a mastermind for female entrepreneurs. This is an online mastermind, so you can live anywhere. And we will get on calls every 2 weeks where you'll be able to ask questions. I'll be able to support you in building and growing your business. You also will receive a course called Growth that I offered in my mastermind I hosted at the beginning of 2021. It's a 10-module course. And you'll be able to work through it at your own pace, but there's so much value in this. It teaches you how to use social media to build your business and so much more. So this mastermind is absolutely incredible. Please send me an email with the word mastermind if you are interested in hearing more. I'm so excited for everything that I'm offering. I'm so excited to empower you and help you become the person and business owner that you are. So please reach out to me if you would like to hear more about what I have to offer. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to connecting soon. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Coach Corey Sartori. I appreciate you being a part of my community, and I would love to stay connected. Subscribe to this podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Sartori. For more info on my coaching program, send me an email at corey@marsholisticwellness.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review so we can grow this community. I am grateful for you and look forward to connecting soon.